welcome back to this episode of the Beef Cam. I'm your host, Trent Mast, joined along with Patrick Spillman. How are you doing?
Sure, I'm not too bad. It's finals week, so that's what my entire weekend's kind of consisted of, just kind of getting all my study guides ready, just mentally preparing for finals. So that's kind of been my my weekend. How about yours?
Yeah, I've just been working on projects that I need to get done for my finals. I haven't really studied much because I only have two tests. My other finals are all either a paper or a project. So I've just been working on a lot of projects over the course of this weekend. But I'm so ready just to get finals going and over with.
Yeah, I definitely can't wait. Like, it's just Christmas break is kind of needed. It's just been so hectic and crazy with everything going on. So it'll be nice to be able to just relax a little bit and be able to enjoy some family time and just unwind a little bit from a crazy, hectic semester. But we are going to go ahead and get into basketball. So the men's and women's basketball both had two games this week. Men played at home on Wednesday against Mount St. Joe, and then the women were at Mount St. Joe on Wednesday, and then both teams were away at Franklin, as well as we have to announce Brianna Gillig winning HCAC Player of the Week, so we'll have a little bit of information on that as well. But we are first going to go ahead and get into Bluffton men's basketball game on Wednesday, where they did play host to Mount St. Joe. The Beavers controlled the game from the tip, never allowing the Lions to take a lead despite a late comeback try that fell just short for MSJ in Bluffton's 64-61 victory. Bluffton improved to 4-2 overall and 1-0 in the Heartland Conference, while MSJ dipped to 2-6 and 0-1 in the HCAC.
Bluffton got out to a hot start and kept the foot on the pedal for the majority of the game. With 13-16 left in the first half, junior Desmond Brown would lay one in to make it a 18-5 lead early in the first half. The Beavers' largest lead of the game came with 9 minutes, 14 seconds left in the first half when Isaiah Taylor split a pair of free throws to make the score 26-7 in favor of the Beavers. The Lions rallied with a strong second half comeback but came up just short thanks to Brown's 4 makes from the stripe in the final 18 seconds.
Beavers opened up an early 9-point lead when Andrew Renner drilled a tray to make the score 14-5 with 14:52 left in the first half. Bluffton would control the pace for the rest of the first half, taking a 35-21 lead into the break.
With Bluffton firing from all cylinders in the first half, the home team was looking to continue that trend in the second. Unfortunately, the early 19-point lead was sliced to just 2 when MSJ's Brady Thomas got to the rack to make it 60-58 with 1:24 left on the clock. Brown would come up big time for the Beavers as he had 2 trips to the charity stripe and went 4-for-4, which sealed the Bluffton victory.
Brown paced the Beavers with 16 points and a career-high 6 assists. Fellow junior Aaron Rich also notched double figures with 15 points on 7 of 10 shooting. Jameel Cosby ripped down a team-high and career-high 12 rebounds in the win.
Bluffton hit 27 of 58, about 46% from the field, including 5 of 17 from distance. The Beavers would commit 20 fouls compared to 13 fouls for the Lions. The home team pulled down 4 more rebounds but finished with 1 more miscue turnover, 9-8.
And the Beaver were back in action on Saturday when they traveled down to Franklin College for a Saturday afternoon matchup. The start of the game was tight with the score notched at 10-10 thanks to a Jameel Cosby 3 and an Aaron Rich bucket in the paint. Andrew Renner put up a 3 to give the Beavers a 13-10 lead just over 5 minutes in. The Beaver offense struggled to keep it going as the Grizzlies would go on a 20-4 run, opening a 30-17 lead with 6:02 left in the first. Desmond Brown and A.J. Kinney both hit 2-pointers, but it wasn't enough as Franklin would lead 42-29 going into half.
Renner hit 2 shots along with a pair of free throws, and Cosby netted 2 layups to pull the Beavers within 5, 46-41, early in the second half. Despite what looked like a potential comeback in the making, a 28 Franklin spurt allowed the home team to push its lead to 13 and secure the 65-52 victory.
Cosby led the offense with 17 points. Renner and Wrench both tallied 14 points and 7 assists, respectively. Isaiah and Rich both pulled down 5 boards apiece.
The Beavers struggled offensively as they were connected on 22 of 57, 38% from the field, including just 2 of 17 from behind the arc. Franklin knocked down 26 of 58, 44%, and 8 of 14 from deep. Bluffton netted 6 of 10 free throws, while Franklin hit 5 of 7. The Beavers forced one more turnover, 14 of 13, but picked up 6 fewer rebounds.
The men will have a week off for final exams before they return to action on Saturday, December 14th, when they welcome Rose home into the Sommer Center. Tip-off is slated for 3 p.m. following the women's game at 1. Come out and support your Beavers. And so, obviously, to start 1-1 in the conference, they would have liked to pull off that win. But definitely tough loss on Saturday. They tried to make that comeback late. So definitely going to be something that they're going to have to look to try and get a game back from Franklin once when they come up to Bluffton for the game. But you're seeing Jameel Cosby kind of hit his stride. He kind of struggled in the first couple of games. But he's kind of hit his stride, and he's been playing extremely well both on the offense and defensive end, which is going to be huge for the Beavers in the long stretch. They need that starting five to kind of carry the load. We're not getting a lot of points off the bench. We are getting a lot of rebounds and assists and just hustle plays from bench players, but just struggling to find some scores off the bench a little bit, which is something that they're going to have to look to find to do. And hopefully, you know, Brevin Dye and Ronnie James both made their season openers on Wednesday as they both came back from injuries. So hopefully having both those guys back off the bench, they can kind of get things going offensively a little bit to take pressure off those five starters who both, you know, a lot of times feel like they all five have to kind of score in double digits in order to win a game.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to just jump right into the women's. So the Bluffton University women's basketball team traveled south on Interstate 75 to Mount St. Joseph on December 4th for a Wednesday night matchup against the Lions. Despite a slow start, the Beavers pulled off a 49-39 win to stay undefeated. Bluffton moved to 5-0 and 1-0 in conference play, while Mount St. Joseph slipped to 0-5 and 0-1 in the conference.
The Beaver offense struggled early in the game as the Lions put up 7 unanswered points. Junior Nora Heminger knocked down a 3 to finally get the Bluffton on the board 5 minutes into the game. Mount St. Joseph would continue to dominate during the first quarter, taking a 15-6 lead at the end of 1.
The Beavers struck first in the period 2 thanks to a jump shot from Kylie Brock. Brock sparked the offense as the visitors put up 10 straight points to take a 16-15 lead. After exchanging free throws, Mount took a 19-18 lead, but a Brianna Gillig bucket at the buzzer gave Bluffton a 20-19 advantage going into the break.
Brock opened the second half with a triple, and the Beavers never looked back. A layup from Gillig had the Beavers up by 11, 32-21, with just over 5 minutes left in the third. 2 free throws for TJ Mills made it 38-26 going into the fourth quarter.
A rejuvenated offense from the Lions in the fourth quarter allowed the home team to pull within 6. However, the Beavers stayed perfect as Gillig finished the game off in the paint to secure the 49-39 victory.
Brock led the Bluffton offense with 14 points. Gillig and Mills both chipped in 12 points while pulling down 5 and a career-high 8 boards, respectively. Heminger tallied 6 assists along with 4 steals for the Beavers.
Bluffton connected on 19 of 60, 31% from the field, compared to Mount's paltry 13 of 47. The Beavers struggled to a 4 of 23 from outside the arc, and the Lions only hit one more, going 5 of 23 from deep. Bluffton was solid at the stripe as the visitors drained 7 of 11, with Mount hitting 8 of 14. The Beavers forced 8 more turnovers, 24 to 16, but the Lions pulled down 3 more rebounds.
The Beavers were back in action on Saturday when they traveled down for a doubleheader matchup, with them playing first and then the men following And that game was a 2 p.m. tip-off. And they unfortunately had an offensive drought and left the Beavers with their first loss of the season as Franklin secured the 81-53 victory. Bluffton fell to 5-1, 1-1 in the HCAC, while Franklin improved to 3-2, 1-1 in the HCAC.
A 10-2 run gave Franklin an early 12-4 lead. A layup from Emma Salzman cut the Beavers' deficit to just one with a little over 3 minutes to play in the first. Two charity stripe shots from TJ Mills even the score at 16 apiece. The Beavers couldn't pull ahead, though, as Franklin held a 20-18 lead at the end of one.
A potent offense by the Grizzlies pushed their lead to 37-25 midway through the second quarter. A layup and a triple from Brianna Gillick cut Franklin's lead to 10, 42-32 going into the break.
A quick Brittany Ballard triple pushed Franklin's lead to 45-32. Bluffton's defense continued to struggle as the Grizzlies went up by as many as 22, 57-35, and Bluffton managed just 10 points to make the score 63-42 going into the final quarter.
Gillick hit the first shot in the paint, followed by a Kylie Brock three and a layup to cut the deficit to 69-49. The Grizzly offense proved to be too much for Bluffton to handle. The home team secured the 81-53 victory.
Getting it done was again was Gillick, who led the Beaver offense with a career high, tying 25 points while also pulling down a game high 12 rebounds in her third career double-double. Mills chipped in 10 points and 4 steals while Brock bucketed 7.
Bluffton connected on just 16 of 51, 31.4% of their shots, and 2 of 14, 14.3% from deep. Players not named Gillick made only 8 of 39 from the field for less than 20% shooting. Franklin saw slightly better numbers, going 33 of 78, 42.3% from the field, and 8 of 23, 34.8% from three. The Beaver hit 19 of 28 from the free throw line, while Franklin bucketed 7 of 9 at the line. Bluffton forced 7 more turnovers, 22-15, but pulled down 13 fewer boards, 50-37. And the women will also have a week off before they return to action on Saturday, December 14th, when they welcome Rose Holman to Copeland Court. Their tip-off is slated for 1 p.m., and the men's game will follow at 3 p.m. So, obviously, tough loss on Saturday to kind of end their perfect record. But, you know, we kind of saw maybe a down game coming. They have been playing extremely well the last couple of games. And so, just, you know, seemed like they struggled to find offense a little bit. So, definitely going to be something that I'm sure having a week off and not having any games and getting a full week of practice will be something Coach Shuttler will be extremely happy about. Just kind of regain the troops after a tough loss like that and get them ready for, you know, an important opponent in Rose Holman.
Yeah, and I think not just with that loss, but getting that week off is going to help with their confidence a little bit as they did struggle offensively. And just getting a whole week to work on finishing at the hoop will hopefully help this Lady Beaver team to get back on that track that they started off in.
And also, headlines coming from this past Monday. Sophomore Brianna Gillick has been named the Heartland Collegiate Athletic Conference Player of the Week for her work against Heidelberg last Tuesday, November 26. Gillick just missed her third career double-double, putting up 22 points and pulling down 9 rebounds as Bluffton downed the Student Princess 70-65 at home on Tuesday night when the Beavers improved to 4-0 on the season. So obviously, fantastic for Brianna to be able to be recognized as, you know, the player of the week, and hopefully she did continue that in both of her games, leading the team in did not lead them against Mount St. Joe, but led the team against Franklin. So obviously big games from her. You're going to continue to see the offense kind of run through her just the way she just has a knack for being able to score the ball. So it'll be exciting. I know Trent and I will be keeping track of how they're doing while we're home for Christmas break, and Trent and I will be excited to get back to actually be here to call the games and get to watch it in person.
Yeah, it's going to be a little weird not being able to give you guys this Beaver Dam that we've had every week this semester so far and just getting a little bit of a break from it. But we will come back from Christmas break and give you the rundown from what happened while we were away.
It'll be a very long Beaver Dam, but we will make sure to get you all of the information, all of the games, all of the scores that has happened during Christmas break. So expect, you know, a longer show next time that we're here. Should be mostly just basketball, as track also has as Christmas break off. They do not compete during that time. So when we get back from Christmas break, we'll start to have basketball weekly, as well as we should have track once a week. So we'll definitely get you guys caught up on everything if you're unable to hear how the Beavers did during Christmas break. But we thank you for listening. It's been a great first semester, and I know Trent and I are extremely excited to get back. You know, we do want that break. You don't get us wrong. We definitely want that break to be able to relax a little bit. But we're excited to get back, continue doing this, and continuing to provide you guys this ability to be able to get a little bit of recap of a game if you miss it.
Yeah, and that wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. Thank you for listening, and encourage you to come back and listen to us after Christmas break. Check out previous podcasts, search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, the WIT 961 podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Beaver Dam 961. For more stories and information, check out our website, blufftonwit.com, and subscribe. This has been Trent Math, joined along with Patrick Spillman. We thank you for listening to 961 The WIT.
Roll Beaver.